May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. This past Tuesday night at St. John's, we shared our second Blue Christmas service we held last year and held this year. I sit in the congregation at the service of Blue Christmas. And it was a very deeply moving service as we reflected on the not so joyous memories of our lives. The loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, the loss of a relationship. During the service, there is a time given, and you are given a card, and you can write down the names of the people that you have lost, who have died. In my time of reflection, I obviously wrote down the names of my daughter Rachel and my dad Don. And as I sat in the congregation and gazed at our window of St. John's, which was illumined that night, the window of Jesus knocking at the door, I reflected on my time here at St. John's. For several years on a Monday, I used to have a set road trip. I would take communions, and I'd first go from the church to Midway to see Richard Miller. Then I'd swing over to Frankfurt and see Tim Oliver. And then I would drive, as I still do every week, to Salvisa and see a lady called Pat Martin. Tuesday, I would make what I called my Versailles run. I'd go see Helen Sanford, Steve Hawkins, and Margaret Reed. My Wednesday run was out towards Clifton, and I went and saw Frank and Jean Watts, and then on to see Jim Glenn. Sacred times. For sacred moments with incredibly sacred elements. And as I thought of that on Tuesday night, sitting in the congregation, I began to add some more names to my card. Richard, Tim, Frank, Jim, Helen, Steve, and Margaret. And then I added Shelby, and Hunter, Jimmy, Roger, and Jeffrey. The cards were very prayerfully collected. And then at the altar, the names were very reverently read. This year for our Blue Christmas service, we had the most magnificent cross made by Christy Lever's brother-in-law. It's probably about 8 foot in length. And it held 100 votive candles. Each person at the service on Tuesday night was invited to light a candle on that cross to honor whatever loss they were remembering. And very slowly, as people brought their hurting to the cross, this big chunk of wood began to glow with an incredibly beautiful light. A light that glowed with warmth. A light that glowed with hope, and a light that glowed with the affirmation that God is with us in all of our living. That God is with us in all of our living. At this time of year, we are told in the Gospel of Matthew that in a dream, Joseph was told of the prophecy of Isaiah. A virgin will bear a son, and his name will be Emmanuel, which means God with us. That prophecy of Isaiah, fulfilled over 2,000 years ago in the birth of Jesus to the Virgin Mary. An event that has changed lives. An event that has changed families. It's changed communities. And it's also changed the world. God with us. The living Christ. The Word made flesh. The hope of the world. The one to whom all hearts are open and all desires are known and from whom no secrets are hid. The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. The one who shares our joys, yet invites us to come to him when we are heavy laden. The one who directs and guides our living, yet is so quick to forgive our trespasses. The one who today our soul should have no trouble in magnifying. Because when we follow in his footsteps, we see the magnificent. Much of which we find in a gentle simplicity. In Christ we find the magnificence of simplicity. A simple act of kindness. A smile. A shoulder to lean on. A kind word. Even just hello to somebody who you don't even know, because what that does, it simply acknowledges their existence. When we move from our self-centeredness to a place of self-giving, when we move to a place that cares for the needs of others rather than demands of our own desires. When we look towards the good of a community, not to our own whims and fancies. When we open our hands to welcome, instead of tightening the fist for conflict. When we show any of these things, they are nothing less as visible acts of love. And I believe when we show these very simple things, we light a candle on the cross of Christ that helps this world glow with his hope and glow with his love. The gift to all of us this week is the gift of Christ. But it's a gift that we cannot leave unopened. We have to open this gift. It doesn't come in a fancy box. It comes in straw from a stable, wrapped in swaddling cloths. And it comes from God. We have to open it. We have to open our heart to it. To the life that the gift of Christ offers every single one of us. It's a life of hope. Of forgiveness. It's a life of joy in others and for others. It's a life of giving. A life of love. It's a life that lights candles with the gentle kindnesses that are made. God's gift to all of us this week and always is the gift of Christ. Open it. Live it. Be who God has called you to be. Love freely. Love unconditionally. For I believe that the ultimate test in all of our lives is not how much we are loved, but how much we have loved. Amen.